Diary poem uses of the Nobel Prize. In her comment on my poem about Borges in Geneva, where he and the archetypal critic from Australia, on the blue shores of the lake, haunted each other, both bluely haunted by the Nobel Prize, a reviewer remarked she could think of no better contender for the Nobel than I was. How could any responder not revel in the mischief that would cause? I wonder how it would fit in with the real prize's agenda, as seen in its history, such as conflict between Russia and the CIA in the 50s. Operation AE Dinosaur was what the CIA called their careful strategy for creating Boris Pasternak's anti-Soviet persona to win the Nobel Prize, which the Russians in their turn blocked but got it for Sholokhov, who was better actually at writing, but that's perhaps a lesser matter. John Morey, AE Dinosaur's busy director, wrote in a memo to CIA Operation Head Frank Wisner, establishing a credo. The heresy against Russia, which Dr. Zhivago preaches, political passivity, is, he can reassure, fundamental. So it must have caused bother later when the great acceptance speech by Pinter in his 2005 Nobel Prize lecture defied America. Hundreds of thousands of deaths, did they take place? The answer is yes, but you wouldn't know. It never happened. Nothing ever happened. Even while it was happening, it wasn't. It didn't matter. You have to hand it to America, a quite clinical manipulation of power, masquerading as a force for universal good, said the Nobel winner. A brilliant, even witty, highly successful act of hypnosis. A writer's life is highly vulnerable, almost naked activity. You find no shelter, no protection, unless you lie. When we look into a mirror, the image changes. We are actually looking at a never-ending range of reflections. But sometimes a writer has to smash the mirror, for it is on the other side of that mirror that the truth stares at us, the real truth of our lives, concluded Pinter. And our societies is a crucial obligation. It is, in fact, mandatory. Then the CIA clearly had conniptions. There might have gone forever the attempt to turn the prize into pure introspection. Neruda, quoted succinctly by Pinter, wouldn't have helped that either before he died mysteriously in Chile. Lord, would I rather a Mercedes or the Nobel? Lord, the Mercedes is safer. Although the CIA have now devised a controller of car electronics from a distance, the revealer of this being WikiLeaks' Vault 7. Poor ropes and spear that they damage his brakes seem gentler in comparison. At any rate, some accusation of mild gender molestation meant the Nobel was postponed until later this time, and that gave a double chance to the company, if their act is quite together, the Russians being more involved in Syria. In my poem, Borges seemed jealous a Solozhinsky manoeuvre would win Manane the prize, but the critic could reassure him that this meant nothing sinister. And labyrinths of art never preclude mirroring any blackness behind the mirror. I am dazzled by glass fragments trodden under, rippling light as blue as mountain lakes, but colder.